Sound Knowledge Audio Publishers present Hisnul Muslim, Fortification of the Muslim Through Remembrance and Supplication from the Quran and the Sunnah. Compiled by Sa'id ibn Ali ibn Wahf al-Qahtani. Translated into English by Ismail Ibrahim. And adapted by Abu Safwan Farid ibn Abdul Wahid. This audio version is read in Arabic by Hamad al-Durehim and in English by Mikhail Yusuf Waters. Sound Knowledge, bringing knowledge to your ears. All rights reserved.
All praise is for Allah, whom none can praise adequately. He is, as He, the Most High, has praised Himself. And we ask Him to secure His Messenger, Muhammad, and mention His name in the company of the closest angels to Allah, that is, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We present to you now Fortification of the Muslim, with supplications for a typical day in the life of a Muslim, and for the other ways in which we remember Allah.
Upon waking up, one may say,
Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur.
All praise is for Allah, who gave us life after having taken it from us, and unto Him is the resurrection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Whoever awakes at night and says the following dhikr, and then supplicates, will be forgiven.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, alone, without associate. To Him belongs sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things wholly capable. How perfect Allah is, and all praise is for Allah, and none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Allah is the greatest, and there is no power nor might except with Allah, the Most High, the Supreme. O my Lord, forgive me. Upon waking up, one may say,
الحمد لله الذي عافاني في جسدي ورد علي روحي وأذن لي بذكره.
All praise is for Allah, who restored to me my health and returned my soul and has allowed me to remember Him.
One may also recite the last 11 verses of the third surah of the Qur'an, Al-Imran.
On wearing a garment, one may supplicate,
Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani hadha thawb, wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah.
All praise is for Allah, who has clothed me with this garment, and provided it for me, with no power nor might from myself. When wearing a new garment, one may say,
Allahumma laka alhamdu anta kasawtani, as'aluka min khayrihi wa khayri ma suni'a lah, wa a'udhu bika min sharrihi wa sharri ma suni'a lah.
O Allah, for You is all praise. You have clothed me with it. I ask You for the good of it and the good for which it was made. And I seek refuge with You from the evil of it and the evil for which it was made. To supplicate for one wearing a new garment, one may say,
Tubli wa yukhlifu Allah ta'ala.
May you wear it out, and Allah the Most High replace it. Or one may supplicate for one wearing a new garment.
Ilbas jadida wa ish hamida wa mut shahida.
Wear anew, live commendably, and die a shaheed. Before undressing, one should say,
Bismillah,
in the name of Allah. Before entering the toilet, one should say,
Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith.
In the name of Allah, O Allah, I take refuge with you from all evil and evildoers. After leaving the toilet, one should say,
غفرانك.
I ask you, Allah, for forgiveness. When starting ablution, one should say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah. Completing the ablution, one may say,
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. Upon completing the ablution, one may say,
اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين.
O Allah, make me of those who return to you often in repentance, and make me of those who remain clean and pure. Upon completing the ablution, one may say,
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
How perfect you are, O Allah, and I praise you. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except you. I seek your forgiveness and turn in repentance to you. When leaving the home, one may say,
Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
In the name of Allah, I place my trust in Allah, and there is no might nor power except with Allah. When leaving the home, one may say,
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adhill aw udhall, aw azill aw uzall, aw adhlim aw udhlam, aw ajhal aw yujhal alayy.
O Allah, I take refuge with you, lest I should stray or be led astray, or slip, or be tripped, or oppress, or be oppressed, or behave foolishly, or be treated foolishly. Upon entering the home, one should say,
Bismillahi walajna, wa bismillahi kharajna, wa ala rabbina tawakkalna.
In the name of Allah, we enter. And in the name of Allah, we leave. And upon our Lord, we place our trust. When going to the mosque, one may supplicate,
Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa min fawqi nura, ومن تحتي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن أمامي نورا ومن خلفي نورا واجعل في نفسي نورا وأعظم لي نورا وعظم لي نورا واجعل لي نورا واجعلني نورا. اللهم أعطني نورا واجعل في عصبي نورا وفي لحمي نورا وفي دمي نورا وفي شعري نورا وفي بشري نورا. اللهم اجعل لي نورا في قبري ونورا في عظامي وزدني نورا وزدني نورا وزدني نورا وهب لي نورا على نور.
O Allah, bring into my heart light, and to my tongue light, and in my ears light, and in my sight light, and place light above me, and light below me, and light to my right, and light to my left, and light before me, and light behind me. Bring light into my spirit. Magnify for me light, and amplify for me light. Make for me light. Make for me light. O Allah, grant me light, and make light in my mind, and light in my body, and light in my blood, and light in my hair, and light in my skin. O Allah, make for me a light in my grave, and a light in my bones. Increase me in light. Increase me in light. Increase me in light. Grant me light upon light.
Upon entering the mosque, one may say,
أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك.
I take refuge with Allah, the Supreme, and with His noble face and His eternal authority from the accursed devil. In the name of Allah, and prayers and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, open the gates of your mercy for me. Upon leaving the mosque, one may say,
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Allahumma asimni min ash-shaytanir rajim.
In the name of Allah, and prayers and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, I ask you from your favor. O Allah, guard me from the accursed devil. In relation to the adhan, the call to prayer, one repeats just as the mu'adhin, the one who calls to prayer, says, except when he says, Hayya ala salah, or Hayya ala al-falah, come to prayer, or come to success. Instead, one should say,
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
There is no might nor power except with Allah. Immediately following the declaration of faith called by the muezzin, one says,
وأنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا.
And I too bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. I am pleased with Allah as a Lord, and Muhammad as a messenger, and Islam as a religion. After answering the call of the muezzin, one should then send prayers on the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah exalt his mention, as follows:
Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'imah ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
O Allah, owner of this perfect call, and owner of this prayer to be performed, bestow upon Muhammad al-wasila and al-fadila, and send him upon a praised platform which you have promised him. Verily, you never fail in your promise.
Al-Wasila is a station in paradise, and Al-Fadila is a rank above the rest of creation. One should also supplicate for oneself during the time between the adhan and the iqama, as supplication at such time is not rejected.
Some supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir, are as follows.
اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي بالثلج والماء والبرد.
O Allah, distance me from my sins, just as you have distanced the east from the west. O Allah, purify me of my sins as a white robe is purified of filth. O Allah, cleanse me of my sins with snow, water, and ice. At the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك.
How perfect you are, O Allah, and I praise you. Blessed be your name, and lofty is your position, and none has the right to be worshipped except you. Supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. اللهم أنت الملك لا إله إلا أنت. أنت ربي وأنا عبدك. ظلمت نفسي واعترفت بذنبي فاغفر لي ذنوبي جميعا. إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. واهدني لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عني سيئها لا يصرف عني سيئها إلا أنت. لبيك وسعديك والخير كله بيديك والشر ليس إليك أنا بك وإليك تباركت وتعاليت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
I have turned my face sincerely towards He who has brought forth the heavens and the earth, and I am not of those who associate others with Allah. Indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. No partner has He. With this I am commanded, and I am of the Muslims. O Allah, you are the sovereign. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You are my Lord, and I am your servant. I have wronged my own soul, and have acknowledged my sin. So forgive me all my sins, for no one forgives sins except you. Guide me to the best of characters, for none can guide to it other than you. And deliver me from the worst of characters, for none can deliver me from it other than you. Here I am, in answer to your call, happy to serve you. All good is within your hands, and evil does not stem from you. I exist by your will, and will return to you. Blessed and high are you. I seek your forgiveness, and repent unto you. Supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
اللهم رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون، اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
O Allah, Lord of Jibra'il, Mikael, and Israfil, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Knower of the seen and the unseen, You are the arbitrator between your servants in that which they have disputed. Guide me to the truth by your leave in that which they have differed. For verily, you guide whom you will to a straight path. Supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا والحمد لله كثيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا.
Allah is most great. Allah is most great. Allah is most great. Much praise is for Allah. Much praise is for Allah. Much praise is for Allah. And I declare the perfection of Allah in the early morning and in the late afternoon. This may be supplicated 3 times. And then say,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان من نفخه ونفثه وهمزه.
I take refuge with Allah from the devil, from his pride, his poetry, and his madness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah exalt his mention, would say as an opening supplication in prayer when rising from sleep to perform prayers during the night.
Allahumma laka alhamd. Anta nuru as-samawati wal ardi wa man fihin. Wa laka alhamd. أنت قيم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت رب السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد لك ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد أنت الحق ووعدك الحق وقولك الحق ولقاؤك الحق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق. اللهم لك أسلمت وعليك توكلت وبك آمنت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت وإليك حاكمت، فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، أنت إلهي لا إله إلا أنت.
O Allah, to you belongs all praise. You are the light of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise. You are the sustainer of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise. You are the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise and the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise. You are the King of the heavens and the earth, and to you belongs all praise. You are the truth. Your promise is true. Your word is true. And the day in which we will encounter you is true. The garden of paradise is true, and the fire is true, and the prophets are true. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true, and the final hour is true. O Allah, unto you I have submitted, and upon you I have relied, and in you I have believed, and to you I have turned in repentance, and over you I have disputed, and to you I have turned for judgment. So forgive me for what has come to pass of my sins, and what will come to pass, and what I have hidden, and what I have made public. You are Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You are my deity. None has the right to be worshipped except you.
The meaning of Al-Muqaddim is that Allah puts forward and favors whom He wills from amongst His creation, such as favoring man over the rest of creation, favoring the prophets over the rest of mankind, and favoring Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the other prophets and messengers. The meaning of Al-Mu'akhir is that Allah defers and holds back whom He wills in accordance to His wisdom.
While bowing in prayer, one should say,
Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
How perfect my Lord is, the Supreme. And this may be said 3 times. Then one may say,
Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik. Allahumma ghafirli.
How perfect you are, O Allah, our Lord, and I praise you. O Allah, forgive me. Or, while bowing in prayer, one may say,
Subbuh, Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati wal-Ruh.
Perfect and holy, He is, Lord of the angels and the Ruh. And the Ruh is the angel Jibra'il. Also, while bowing in prayer, one may say,
Allahumma laka raka'at. وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت خشع لك سمعي وبصري ومخي وعظمي وعصبي وما استقل به قدمي.
O Allah, unto you I have bowed, and in you I have believed, and to you I have submitted. My hearing, sight, mind, bones, tendons, and what my feet carry are humbled before you. And while bowing in prayer, one may say,
Subhana dhil jabarut wal malakut wal kibriya'i wal 'azama.
How perfect He is, the possessor of total power, sovereignty, magnificence, and grandeur. Upon rising from the bowing position, one should say,
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ.
May Allah answer he who praises Him. Followed by,
رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ.
Our Lord, for you is all praise, an abundant, beautiful, blessed praise. One may also say,
ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد.
The heavens and the earth, and all between them, abound with your praises, and all that you will abounds with your praises. O possessor of praise and majesty, the truest thing a slave has said of you, and we are all your slaves. O Allah, none can prevent what you have willed to bestow, and none can bestow what you have willed to prevent. And no wealth or majesty can benefit anyone, as from you is all wealth and majesty. While prostrating, one should supplicate,
سبحان ربي الأعلى.
How perfect my Lord is, the Most High. And this may be said 3 times. Then one may say,
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي.
How perfect you are, O Allah, our Lord, and I praise you. O Allah, forgive me. And while prostrating, one may say,
سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة والروح.
Perfect and holy he is, Lord of the angels and the Ruh. While prostrating, one may also say,
اللهم لك سجدت وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وصوره وشق سمعه وبصره تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين.
O Allah, unto you I have prostrated, and in you I have believed, and unto you I have submitted. My face has prostrated before He who created it and fashioned it, and brought forth its faculties of hearing and seeing. Blessed is Allah, the best of creators. While prostrating, one may also say,
سبحان ذي الجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة.
How perfect he is, the possessor of total power, sovereignty, magnificence, and grandeur. While prostrating, one may say,
اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي كله دقه وجله وأوله وآخره وعلانيته وسره.
O Allah, forgive me all of my sins, the small and great of them, the first and last of them, and the seen and hidden of them. While prostrating, one may also say,
اللهم إني أعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك.
O Allah, I take refuge within your pleasure from your displeasure, and within your pardon from your punishment, and I take refuge in you from you. I cannot enumerate your praise. You are as you have praised yourself. Between the two prostrations, one may supplicate,
رب اغفر لي, رب اغفر لي.
My Lord, forgive me. My Lord, forgive me. Or one may supplicate,
اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني واهدني واجبرني وعافني وارزقني وارفعني.
O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, enrich me, give me health, grant me sustenance, and raise my rank. When prostrating due to recitation of the Quran, one may say,
سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وشق سمعه وبصره بحوله وقوته فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين.
My face fell prostrate before He who created it and brought forth its faculties of hearing and seeing by His might and power. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. When prostrating due to recitation of the Quran, one may say,
اللهم اكتب لي بها عندك أجرا وضع عني بها وزرا واجعلها لي عندك ذخرا وتقبلها مني كما تقبلتها من عبدك داود.
O Allah, record for me a reward for this, and remove from me a sin. Save it for me, and accept it from me, just as you had accepted it from your servant Dawood. The Tashahhud, what one says in the sitting position in prayer.
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
التحيات is for Allah. All acts of worship and good deeds are for Him. Peace and the mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you, O Prophet. Peace be upon us and all of Allah's righteous servants. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and messenger.
At-tahiyyat are all words which indicate the glorification of Allah, His eternal existence, His perfection, and His sovereignty.
One may also say, in place of peace and the mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you, O Prophet, peace and the mercy and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet. Prayers upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the Tashahhud, also known as the Abrahamic prayer.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid.
O Allah, send prayers upon Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, just as you sent prayers upon Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim. Verily, you are full of praise and majesty. O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, just as you sent blessings upon Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim. Verily, you are full of praise and majesty. Another version of this prayer is,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatih kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatih kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid.
O Allah, send prayers upon Muhammad and upon the wives and descendants of Muhammad, just as you sent prayers upon the family of Ibrahim, and send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the wives and descendants of Muhammad, just as you sent blessings upon the family of Ibrahim. Verily, you are full of praise and majesty. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may supplicate.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب جهنم ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال.
O Allah, I take refuge in you from the punishment of the grave, from the torment of the fire, from the trials and tribulations of life and death, and from the evil affliction of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may supplicate.
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azab al-qabr, وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم.
O Allah, I take refuge in you from the punishment of the grave, and I take refuge in you from the temptation and trial of Al-Masih al-Dajjal, and I take refuge in you from the trials and tribulations of life and death. O Allah, I take refuge in you from sin and debt. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may say,
Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa ant, faghfir li maghfiratan min 'indik, warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim.
O Allah, I have indeed oppressed my soul excessively, and none can forgive sin except you. So forgive me a forgiveness from yourself, and have mercy upon me. Surely you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
Allahumma ighfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhart, wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lant, wa ma asraft, wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minni. Anta al-muqaddimu wa anta al-muakhir. La ilaha illa ant.
O Allah, forgive me for those sins which have come to pass, as well as those which shall come to pass, and those I have committed in secret, as well as those I have made public, and where I have exceeded all bounds, as well as those things about which you are more knowledgeable. You are Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir. None has the right to be worshipped except you.
The meaning of Al-Muqaddim is that Allah puts forward and favors whom He wills from amongst His creation, such as favoring man over the rest of creation, favoring the prophets over the rest of mankind, and favoring Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the other prophets and messengers. The meaning of Al-Mu'akhir is that Allah defers and holds back whom He wills in accordance to His wisdom.
After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may supplicate,
Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik.
O Allah, help me to remember You, to thank You, and to worship You in the best of manners. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn, wa a'udhu bika min an urad ila ardhal al-umr, wa a'udhu bika min fitnati ad-dunya wa 'adhab al-qabr.
O Allah, I take refuge in You from miserliness and cowardice. I take refuge in You lest I be returned to the worst of lives. And I take refuge in You from the trials and tribulations of this life and the punishment of the grave. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa a'udhu bika min an-nar.
O Allah, I ask You to grant me paradise, and I take refuge in You from the fire. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
Allahumma bi'ilmika al-ghayb wa qudratika 'ala al-khalq, أحيني ما علمت الحياة خيرا لي، وتوفني إذا علمت الوفاة خيرا لي. اللهم إني أسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة، وأسألك كلمة الحق في الرضا والغضب، وأسألك القصد في الغنى والفقر، وأسألك نعيما لا ينفد، وأسألك قرة عين لا تنقطع، وأسألك الرضا بعد القضاء، وأسألك برد العيش بعد الموت، وأسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين.
O Allah, by your knowledge of the unseen and your power over creation, keep me alive so long as you know such life to be good for me, and take me if you know death to be better for me. O Allah, make me fearful of you, whether in secret or in public, and I ask you to make me true in speech, in times of pleasure and anger. I ask you to make me moderate in times of wealth and poverty, and I ask you for everlasting bliss and joy, which will never cease. I ask you to make me pleased with what you have decreed, and for an easy life after death. I ask you for the sweetness of looking upon your face, and a longing to encounter you in a manner which does not entail a calamity which will bring about harm, nor a trial which will cause deviation. O Allah, beautify us with the adornment of faith, and make us of those who guide and are rightly guided. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also supplicate.
اللهم إني أسألك يا الله بأنك الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، أن تغفر لي ذنوبي، إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم.
O Allah, I ask you, O Allah, as you are the one, the only, As-Samad, the one who begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none like unto him, that you forgive me my sins, for verily you are the oft-forgiving, most merciful.
The meaning of As-Samad is the self-sufficient master, possessor of perfect attributes, whom all of creation turn to in all their needs.
After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also supplicate.
اللهم إني أسألك بأن لك الحمد، لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك، المنان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم، إني أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار.
O Allah, I ask you, as unto you is all praise. None has the right to be worshipped except you alone, without partner. You are the benefactor. O originator of the heavens and the earth, O possessor of majesty and honor, O ever-living, O self-subsisting and supporter of all, verily I ask you for paradise, and I take refuge with you from the fire.
After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also supplicate.
اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
O Allah, I ask you, as I bear witness that you are Allah, none has the right to be worshipped except you, the one, As-Samad, who begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none like unto him.
The meaning of As-Samad is the self-sufficient master, possessor of perfect attributes, whom all of creation turn to in all their needs.
Remembrance said immediately following the salam, which ends the prayer, one may say,
Astaghfirullah.
I ask Allah for forgiveness. This should be said 3 times, followed by,
Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalal wal ikram.
O Allah, you are as-salam, and from you is all peace. Blessed are you, O possessor of majesty and honor.
The meaning of as-salam is the one who is free from all defects and deficiencies.
Immediately following the salam, one may say,
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. O Allah, none can prevent what you have willed to bestow, and none can bestow what you have willed to prevent, and no wealth or majesty can benefit anyone, as from you is all wealth and majesty. Immediately following the salam, one may say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. There is no might nor power except with Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and we worship none except Him. For Him is all favor, grace, and glorious praise. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and we are sincere in faith and devotion to Him, although the disbelievers detest it. Immediately following the salam, one may say,
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar.
How perfect Allah is! All praise is for Allah, and Allah is the greatest. And this is said 33 times, followed by
La ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. Immediately following the salam, one may say, the concluding 3 chapters of the Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
سورة الإخلاص, which begins قل هو الله أحد. سورة الفلق, which begins قل أعوذ برب الفلق. And سورة الناس, which begins قل أعوذ برب الناس, should be recited once after Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha prayers, and three times after Fajr and Maghrib. It is also from the Sunnah to recite the verse of the footstool, Ayatul Kursi, after each prayer.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض لا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
It is the 255th verse of the second surah, Al-Baqarah. One may also say 10 times after the Maghrib and Fajr prayers,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise. He gives life and causes death, and He is over all things omnipotent. And after giving salam for the Fajr prayer, one may say,
Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan tayyiba, wa amalan mutaqabbala.
O Allah, I ask You for knowledge which is beneficial, and sustenance which is good, and deeds which are acceptable. Supplication for seeking guidance, informing a decision, or choosing the proper course, al-istikhara. It is reported on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, would instruct us to pray for guidance in all of our concerns, just as he would teach us a chapter from the Quran. He, may Allah exalt His mention, would say, if any of you intends to undertake a matter, then let him pray 2 supererogatory units of prayer, after which he should supplicate.
Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik, wa astaqdiruka biqudratik, wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim, fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdir, wa ta'lamu wa la a'lam. وأنت علام الغيوب. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر
And here the person mentions his need.
خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه. وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري فاصرف عني واصرفني عنه، واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني به.
O Allah, I seek your counsel by your knowledge, and by your power I seek strength, and I ask you from your immense favor, for verily you are able while I am not, and verily you know while I do not, and you are the knower of the unseen. O Allah, if you know this affair, and here the person mentions his need, to be good for me in relation to my religion, my life, and my end, then decree and facilitate it for me, and bless me with it. And if you know this affair to be ill for me, towards my religion, my life, and end, then remove it from me, and remove me from it. And decree for me what is good wherever it be, and make me satisfied with such. One who seeks guidance from his Creator, and consults his fellow believers, and then remains firm in his resolve, does not regret. For Allah has said what means, and consult them in the affair, then, when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah.